Chapter 9. A Stroke of Luck. At the horse fair, I saw many old broken-down horses. Many of the people there didn't look much better off. Some were hard, but others had kind voices that I knew I could trust. I would have given the last of my strength in serving them. One old man took a great fancy to me, but I was not strong enough. Then a young boy and a gentleman farmer came and looked at me. I raised my ears in the hope of making a good impression.
"There's a horse, Willie, that has known better days."
"Poor old fellow," said the boy. "Do you think, Grandpa, he was ever a carriage horse?"
"Oh, yes, my boy," said the farmer, coming closer. "He might have been anything when he was young. Look at his nose and his ears. Look at the shape of his neck and shoulder. He comes from a strong line of horses."
He put out his hand and gave me a kind pat on the neck. I put out my nose in answer to his kindness. The boy stroked my face.
"Poor old fellow. See, Grandpa? See how well he understands kindness? Couldn't you buy him and make him young again like you did with Ladybird?"
"My dear boy, I can't make all old horses young. Besides, Ladybird was not so old, but she was run down and badly used."
"Well, Grandpa, I don't believe that this one is old. Look at his mane and tail. I wish you would look into his mouth, and then you could tell. Though he is so very thin, his eyes are not sunk like some old horses' eyes."
The old gentleman laughed.
"That's my boy. You understand horses as well as I."
"But do look at his mouth, Grandpa, and ask the price. I am sure he would grow young in our meadows."
The man who had brought me for sale now put in his word.
"The young gentleman knows what he is talking about. Now, the fact is, this horse is not an old one. He's just been overworked in the cabs. I heard the farrier say that 6 months of rest would set him right. I've been looking after him for the past 10 days, and I've never met a more grateful and pleasant animal. It would be worth your while to give him a chance. He'd be worth a lot more in the spring if you treat him right."
The old gentleman laughed, and the little boy looked up at him eagerly.
"Oh, Grandpa, you could sell him for more money later. You would not be poorer if you bought him."
The farmer slowly felt my legs, which were very swollen and strained. Then he looked at my mouth.
"He's about 13 or 14 years old, I would say. Let's see him trot," the old gentleman said.
I arched my poor thin neck, raised my tail a little, and threw out my legs as well as I could, for they were very stiff.
"What is the lowest you will take for him?" said the farmer as I came back.
5 pounds, sir. That was the lowest price my master set."
"Okay, I'll take him."
And so my recovery began. The perfect rest, the good food, and gentle exercise soon began to show. I was healthier and happier. My legs improved so much that I began to feel quite young again. By the time spring came around, I could pull a cart again. My legs were not stiff, and I did the work with perfect ease. The boy and his grandfather talked about how glad they were that they bought me. As planned, they had nursed me back to health, and now it was time to try to sell me at a profit.